Transitions of care, four stages of caregiving. There are four stages of caregiving. Not all caregivers go through all of these. The kind of care you provide depends on your loved one's needs. Stage one is basic care. Stage two is intermediate care. Stage three is advanced care. Stage four is end-of-life care. Each stage has general responsibilities, tasks, issues, and caregiver goals. Stage one, basic care. The reasons for providing basic care can vary. Your loved one may need physical assistance after surgery or help with managing a disease, disability, or disorder. The amount of care is usually between 4 to 8 hours a week. You're likely to arrange the care you provide to fit your own schedule. This kind of caregiving is simple and straightforward. You may act as a helpful companion for your loved one. Your loved one is likely to be active and independent, but has some limitations. The need for care may be temporary, especially if it involves recovery after surgery or illness. There are simple solutions to common problems, so your approach is likely to be very direct and efficient. This is a cooperative relationship, and your loved one is very involved in the decision-making process. Stage 1, common tasks. This is the stage when your loved one may need help with big physical tasks like moving furniture or yard work. You may occasionally drive your loved one around town or on longer trips. You may accompany your loved one to important medical appointments or for grocery shopping and other errands. You may provide assistance and physical support when your loved one recovers from surgery or illness. You may organize personal and business affairs or organize the household to save your loved one some work. Stage 1, common issues. At this stage, your loved one may be aware of his or her dependence, even if it exists on a temporary basis, as is generally the case after major surgery or heart attack. You may observe frustration with current limitations. Your loved one may look to you for emotional support and reassurance. He or she may be looking for a balance between needing help and providing for the self. Stage 1, caregiver goal. Your goal in stage 1 is to encourage your loved one to remain independent and focused on the positive things he or she can still do. Stage 2, intermediate care. At the intermediate stage, you are likely to provide more than 8 but less than 20 hours of care a week. Your loved one usually has physical limitations that interfere with normal activities. This creates the need for more care and results in less independence. You may begin to coordinate your loved one's medical appointments and information. You're likely to arrange care around your loved one's developing needs, adjusting your schedule to accommodate your caregiving. This is the time to create your resources list because your loved one is likely to have a continuing or increased need for care down the road. You may find that there is a greater need for monitoring your loved one's physical safety. Communication becomes very important between caregiver and loved one, especially as it relates to medical issues. Your loved one may seek reassurance from you, especially as the physical challenges increase. The balance of the relationship begins to shift from cooperative to dependent as your loved one needs more care. Stage 2, common tasks. Stage 2 generally involves the caregiver providing limited assistance on a continuing basis. The family caregiver is the care coordinator. You may find yourself doing routine driving around town or helping your loved one with meals. You may accompany your loved one to medical appointments, tracking medical issues and records, providing current information on prescriptions and treatments by other physicians. You are likely to be involved with coordinating and/or monitoring care in the home, and you may do it long distance. Your loved one may have visiting nurses, physical therapists, occupational therapists, or home health aides coming to the house as part of a treatment plan. You may utilize monitoring technologies and help you track your loved one's care. You may organize, oversee, or complete household tasks and responsibilities for your loved one. You may coordinate family support and paid assistance to spend time with your loved one. Stage 2, common issues. At this stage, your loved one is likely to have a growing awareness of increasing dependence. There may be a fear of the future and a concern about becoming a burden. There may be a decrease in physical abilities and an increase in frustration when trying to overcome obstacles. Stage 2, caregiver goals. In stage 2, your first goal as a caregiver is to keep your loved one as independent as possible. This can be complicated by your loved one's lack of mobility. Your second goal is to find ways to address the physical limitations your loved one is experiencing. You may utilize assistive and mobility devices to overcome challenges in the home. Your third goal is to address the emotional aspects of your loved one's need for care. Your fourth goal is to create your resources list because your loved one's need for care is likely to increase with time, and if that happens, you may not have the time and energy to really explore your options. Stage 3 is advanced care. Stage 3 is often stressful for patient and family because the need for care is significant, more than 20 hours a week. Advanced caregiving is labor-intensive. You may find your own life is put on hold in order to provide advanced care for your loved one. There is usually a greater need for hands-on physical care, and your loved one is likely to experience more physical and emotional vulnerability. He or she may be overwhelmed by the loss of independence and the struggle to live everyday life with new challenges. There may be significant physical deterioration. There is a higher level of dependence on you as the family caregiver. Palliative care and pain management can sometimes help stage 3 patients function better. When your loved one feels comfortable, he or she will be more active and engaged. This can provide better quality of life and reduce unnecessary emotional, physical distress. Some families utilize monitoring technologies and services for safety, and this can be helpful. However, there may be times when it is inappropriate to leave your loved one alone during stage 3 care. People who are unsteady on their feet are at a greater risk for falls and accidents. It's important to have a clear understanding of your loved one's needs and capabilities in order to assess the potential risk. Family caregivers benefit from utilizing their resources to provide better care. Your resources can include information and education about your loved one's condition and specific care and issues, appropriate services and support organizations in your area, and backup for your caregiving by family and friends. Stage 3, common tasks. In advanced care, the family caregiver is the care manager. Stage 3 usually requires you to provide help with most activities. Your loved one may need assistance with mobility, so he or she may use a cane, a walker, a wheelchair, or other device. This is the point at which you may need to take over the physical management of the household. Medication management is important. Your loved one is probably taking many prescriptions, and that can be confusing, so you need to have a system to dispense these appropriately. You will be responsible for coordination of in-home care services. Your loved one is likely to need greater assistance in making decisions about medical and personal situations. Stage 3, common issues. In stage 3, your loved one usually experiences increased depression. You may see less tolerance for the frustration that occurs as a result of needing more care. There is a greater fatigue on all levels, physical, mental, and emotional. You can see progressive physical deterioration. Your loved one can have a greater risk of injury in the home, falls, burns, accidents, as the result of decreasing physical abilities. Very often, serious health problems require routine and emergency medical treatment. You may find yourself spending more time at the doctor's office or making trips to the emergency room. Stage 3, caregiver goals. In stage 3, your first goal is to address the changing physical, mental, and emotional needs of your loved one. It can be difficult for your loved one to find a balance with the new challenges. Your second goal is to take care of your own health so that you can continue to provide quality care. Your third goal is to take respite time to recharge your batteries. Stage 4, end-of-life care. Not every caregiver provides end-of-life care. Physicians use certain criteria for determining that patients need it, and this decision is based on your loved one's actual physical condition. If your loved one has been deemed to be past the point of a cure and there is continued physical deterioration, you may be encouraged to enter him or her in a hospice program. It's hard to predict how much time your loved one has. People in hospice may have days, weeks, or months to live. Generally speaking, stage 4 can be round-the-clock caregiving because your loved one could need you at any time of the day or night. It usually involves a hospice team coming to the home to provide medical support, and you work with them to help your loved one feel as comfortable as possible. This is a very emotional time for family and friends. Directed comfort care and pain management are extremely helpful for your loved one. He or she is likely to be easily fatigued and can experience rapid physical and medical changes as death approaches. Rest is very important. Many hospice patients spend their days in bed or in a chair, and they tend to sleep more often. Stage 4, common tasks. The family caregiver is the hospice coordinator, working under the direction of the hospice team. You will take on a very important role during end-of-life care. You are responsible for making sure that everyone helping your loved one follows the treatment plan developed by the hospice team. This type of care is very different from stages 1, 2, and 3, and that you are no longer focused on curing or maintaining your loved one's health. If you have spent considerable time caring for your loved one, you will need to adjust your understanding of your loved one's physical situation. This is the time when you provide comfort care. Your loved one may experience pain and distress as the body begins to break down. Medication and nutrition management for the dying patient are critical. You may find that your loved one's appetite diminishes, and you will need to understand how to feed him or her appropriately. There may be times when you are able to offer food, and other times when you can't convince your loved one to eat. Your loved one may need physical assistance with most or all activities, especially personal hygiene. As muscles atrophy, it becomes difficult to stand alone. You may need to physically lift or move your loved one, and it's important that you have the strength to do this or you have assistance with it. Your loved one may find the journey to the bathroom is too taxing, so a commode in the main care room or diapers may be more appropriate. You will also be helping your loved one finish unfinished business. There may be legal issues to handle, financial decisions to be made, and personal matters to be resolved. Informing family and friends of a loved one's condition can be very beneficial because it allows people to share their feelings and to provide support for the family in this difficult time. Stage 4. Common issues. Your loved one may struggle with depression, anger, or sadness at the thought of life ending during stage 4. You will probably experience some of these emotions too. You may notice that more frustration with or denial of impending death exists, or fears of how death will come and what will happen to the family afterwards. Uncertainty can create a strain on the family. It's not uncommon to wonder when death will come, and this can be accompanied by a feeling of dread. The hospice team has support services to assist your family. There are social workers, chaplains, and others who will come to the home to help. Your loved one is likely to have extreme fatigue due to the physicality of death, and you will see an increase in the amount of time he or she spends sleeping. Physical pain, discomfort, and muscle atrophy is common as death approaches. It is imperative that you work with the hospice team to control physical symptoms that occur. Physical and social withdrawal is a common experience as your loved one gets closer to death. Stage 4, caregiver goals. Your first goal in stage 4 is to provide physical, mental, and emotional comfort to your loved one. Your second goal is to coordinate with the hospice team and your family to provide appropriate care for your loved one. Your third goal is to take quality respite time. You need the opportunity to clear your head, to process your emotions, and to have a change of scenery so that you stay connected with life. Your fourth goal is to accept that the death of your loved one is not a failure of your care. He or she reached the point at which life cannot be maintained. You need to switch mentally from expecting a cure to appreciating the importance of comfort at the end of life in order to help your loved one have a peaceful death. When the end comes, gather your family and friends together. You've been very strong as a family caregiver, and now you need support for yourself and your family. Understand that your emotions will be strong. It's going to take time to process all of your feelings. Reach out to each other and share your grief and your memories. Honor your loved one in ways that help you to feel closer to him or her.